The next word is child. English. The child is playing in the park. Punjabi. Bacha park vich khed reha hai. Breakdown. Bacha. Baka. Child, masculine. Park. Parker. Park. Vich. Vic. In. Kid. Cad. Play, verb. Reha hai. Reha hai. Is playing, present continuous tense. Key concepts. Vich. This is a postposition meaning, in, or, within. It is similar to the English preposition, in. Reha hai. This is a common construction in Punjabi for the present continuous tense. It is made up of the present participle of the verb, in this case. Kid. Cad. And the auxiliary verb. Hai. Hi. Translation. The child is playing in the park. The next word is advice. English. He gave me some advice. Punjabi. Asni maj kuch salah diti. Breakdown. Us. He slash she slash it, third person singular. Ni. Has, have, had, past tense marker. Maj. Me, object pronoun. Kuch. Some. Salah. Advice. Diti. Gave, past tense of. Dina. To give. Key concepts. Ni. Is the past tense marker. In Punjabi, the past tense is formed by adding. Ni. To the verb stem. Maj. Is the object pronoun. It is used when the noun is the recipient of the action of the verb. English. He gave me some advice. Punjabi. Asni maj kuch salah diti. The next word is handle. English. She can handle this situation. Punjabi. Uhi sati dinu sunbal sakadi hai. Breakdown. Oh. This is the subject pronoun, she. Is. This is the demonstrative pronoun, this. Sati di. This is the noun, situation. Nu. This is the postposition, to, indicating the object of the verb. Sunwal. This is the verb, handle, meaning to manage, or control. Sakadi. This is the auxiliary verb, can, indicating ability. He. This is the present tense copula verb, is, used to connect the subject to the predicate. Key concepts. Postpositions. Like prepositions in English, postpositions follow the noun, or pronoun they modify. In this case, nu indicates the object of the verb. Auxiliary verbs. Can is an auxiliary verb that helps express ability. In Punjabi, the auxiliary verb appears at the end of the verb phrase. Sakadi. Hai. English. She can handle this situation. Punjabi. Uhi sati dinu sunbal sakadi hai. The next word is glass. English. The glass is broken. Punjabi. Kacha toot gaya hai. Breakdown. Kacha. Kaka. This is the Punjabi word for glass. It is the subject of the sentence. Toot. Akari ki che di u akari. E-K-D, a-K-D, E-K-D. This is the past tense of the verb, to break. Gea. Gea. This is a past tense marker that indicates the action has already happened. He. Hi. This is the present tense marker in Punjabi. It indicates that the action is complete. Key concepts. Gender agreement. In Punjabi, the adjective. Toot. Agrees with the gender of the noun. Kacha. Which is masculine. Tense markers. Punjabi uses different tense markers to indicate the time of the action. In this sentence. Gia. And. He. Together indicate past tense. This sentence highlights how Punjabi uses suffixes to mark grammatical features like tense and gender agreement. The next word is trial. English. The trial was conducted in the courtroom. Punjabi. Courtroom vich mukadama chalaya gaya. Breakdown. Court. Court. This word refers to the place where legal proceedings happen. Room. Room. This word describes a space within a building. Which. In. This preposition shows location. Mukadama. Trial. This word refers to a legal process to determine guilt or innocence. Chalaya. Conducted. This verb describes the action of carrying out the trial. Gia. Was. This is the past tense marker in Punjabi, indicating that the action happened in the past. Key concepts. Word order. Punjabi sentence structure is subject-verb-object. Gender agreement. In Punjabi, adjectives and verbs agree with the gender of the noun they modify. Mukadama is masculine, so the verb chalaya agrees with it. English. The trial was conducted in the courtroom. Punjabi. Courtroom vich mukadama chalaya gaya. The next word is stress. English. He is feeling a lot of stress. Punjabi. Breakdown. He. Mahut. A lot. Dona. Stress. Mahisus. Feeling. Kar. To do. Reha. Is. He. This is a sentence ender, like a period. It is the formal way to end a sentence in Punjabi. English. He is feeling a lot of stress. Punjabi. The next word is radio. English. The radio is playing a song. Punjabi. Radio Gana Vajaraha Hai. Breakdown. Radio. Radio, this is a loanword from English. Gana. Song. Vaja. Playing, verb, present continuous tense, third person singular. Raha. Is, part of the present continuous tense. Hi. Is, part of the present continuous tense. Key concepts. Loanwords. Radio. Is an example of a loanword, a word borrowed from another language. Many English words have been adopted into Punjabi. Present continuous tense. The sentence uses the present continuous tense, which is used to describe actions happening at the moment of speaking. Word order. Punjabi generally follows a subject-verb-object word order, similar to English. English. The radio is playing a song. Punjabi. Radio Gana Vajraha Hai. The next word is complex. English. This situation is very complex. Punjabi. A halat bahat jukat wali hai. Breakdown. A. This singular, masculine. Halat. Situation. Bahat. Very. Jukat wali. Complex, literally, having bends, implying difficulty in understanding. Key concept. Jukat wali is a common Punjabi way to express complex or complicated. It emphasizes the intricate nature of something, like a maze or a tangled web. This is a very complex situation. A halat bahat jukat wali hai. The next word is text. English. The text is long. Punjabi. Likhat lanmi hai. Breakdown. Likhat. This is the Punjabi word for text. It is a feminine noun. Lanmi. This is the Punjabi word for long. It is a feminine adjective. Hai. This is the Punjabi word for is. It is the third person singular present tense of the verb to be. This is a simple sentence in Punjabi. The subject, the text, is Likhat, which is feminine, so the adjective Lanmi agrees in gender. The verb Hai agrees with the subject in gender and number. The next word is Tell. English. He told me that he is going to the market. Punjabi. Usne mainu dassiya ki oh bazaar ja reha hai. Breakdown. Usne. This is the third person singular masculine subject pronoun, meaning he. Mainu. This is the first person singular object pronoun, meaning me. Dassiya. This is the past tense of the verb to tell, in the third person singular masculine form. Ki. This is a conjunction meaning that. Oh. This is the third person singular masculine subject pronoun, meaning he. Bazaar. This is the word for market. Ja. This is the present tense of the verb to go, in the third person singular masculine form. Reha. This is an auxiliary verb used to form the present continuous tense, meaning is. Ha. This is the present tense of the verb to be, in the third person singular masculine form. Key concepts. The sentence uses the past tense to indicate that the act of telling happened before the present moment. The sentence also uses the present continuous tense to indicate that the action of going to the market is ongoing. The conjunction ki connects the two clauses of the sentence. English. He told me that he is going to the market. Punjabi. Usne mainu dassiya ki oh bazaar ja reha hai. The next word is context. Please provide an English word. I will then provide a Punjabi sentence using that word, along with a breakdown of the grammar and meaning of the sentence. I will use markers to highlight Punjabi words, for example, Punjabi characters. The next word is ride. English. He rides his bike every day. Punjabi. Uha roza pana cycle chalauda hai. Breakdown. Uh. He slash she slash it, subject pronoun. Her. Every. Roz. Day. Apana. His or her slash its, possessive pronoun. Cycle. Bicycle. Chalauda. Rides, present tense, masculine singular. Hair. Is, present tense, masculine singular. Key concepts. The sentence uses the present tense to indicate a daily action. Apana. Is a possessive pronoun, and is used to show ownership. Chalauda. Is the verb in this sentence, and is conjugated in the present tense. English. He rides his bike every day. Punjabi. Uha roza apana cycle chalauda hai. The next word is directly. English. He directly told me that he was leaving. Punjabi. Usne mainu seedha keha ke uth ja reha hai. Breakdown. Usne. He slash she slash it, subject pronoun, third person singular. Mainu. To me, object pronoun, first person singular. Seedha. Directly, adverb, this is the key concept of this example. This is a good way to learn the word. You can also use it to describe a straight line, or path. Kiha. Said slash told, past tense verb. Ki. That, conjunction. Ooh. He slash she slash it, subject pronoun, third person singular. Ja. Go, verb, present tense. Reha. Is slash was, helping verb. Hair. Is slash are slash am, helping verb, this is a very common word, and you will see it in many sentences. English. He directly told me that he was leaving. Punjabi. Usne mainu seedha keha ke uth ja reha hai. The next word is heavy. English. The box is very heavy. Punjabi. Dabba bahut bhari hai. Breakdown. Dabba. Dabba. This word means box. Bahut. Bahut. This means very. Bhari. Bhari. This means heavy. Hair. Hi. This is the present tense of the verb, to be. It is the singular form. This sentence uses the adjective. Pari. Pari, to describe the noun. Dabba. Dabba. This is a common way to describe things in Punjabi. The next word is remove. English. The cat removed the toy from the box. Punjabi. Billy naked on a bucket or cardia. Breakdown. Billy. Billy, this is the noun for cat. A feminine noun. Nee. Nee, this is the postposition that marks the subject of the verb. It is used after the subject in a sentence and denotes the subject. It is the masculine singular form. Kidona. Kidona, this is the noun for toy. It is a masculine noun. Bakasi. Box, this is the noun for box. It is a masculine noun. Do. Ton, this is the postposition used to indicate from or out of. It is used after the object of the verb. Kadia. Kadia, this is the past tense form of the verb, to remove, or, to take out. It is in the masculine singular form. Key concepts. Punjabi is a subject-object verb, SOV, language, meaning the subject of the sentence comes first, then the object, and lastly the verb. Punjabi uses postpositions to indicate grammatical relationships, such as the subject, and the object of a verb. Verbs in Punjabi are conjugated according to gender and number. Translation. The cat removed the toy from the box. Billy Nicky Dona Bacassi Bocadia. The next word is conduct. English. He conducted the research project. Punjabi. Usane Khoj Projekat Da Sanchalan Kita. Breakdown. Usane. He slash she slash it, subject pronoun. Khoj. Research. Projekat. Project. Da. Of, possessive particle. Sanchalan. Conduct, verb. Kita. Did, past tense verb. This sentence uses the past tense of the verb, to conduct, which is kita. The word sanchalan is the noun form of the verb, to conduct. This sentence uses the possessive particle the, to show that the research project belongs to the subject pronoun. The word order is subject-verb-object, which is a common word order in Punjabi. English. He conducted the research project. Punjabi. Usane Khoj Projekat Da Sanchalan Kita. The next word is equipment. English. The equipment is heavy. Punjabi. Saman Pari Hai. Breakdown. Saman. Colon, this is the word for equipment in Punjabi. It is a noun and is in the singular form. Pari. Colon, this word means heavy. It is an adjective describing the equipment. Hai. Colon, this is the present tense form of the verb to be in the singular form. Key concept. In Punjabi, adjectives usually come after the noun they modify. English. The equipment is heavy. Punjabi. Saman pari hai. The next word is otherwise. English. He would have come to the party, otherwise he would have let us know. Punjabi. Upaati te auda. Nahita upsanu dasada. Breakdown. Uf. He, pronoun. Party. Party, noun. De. To, preposition. Auda. Would come, verb, present continuous. Nahi. Not, negation. Da. Then, conjunction. Uf. He, pronoun. Sanu. Us, pronoun. Dasada. Would tell, verb, present continuous. The sentence can be broken down into two parts. The first part, Upaati te auda, is the hypothetical situation. It's not true. The second part, Nahita upsanu dasada, is the contrasting situation. It's not true, because of the hypothetical situation. The word da acts as a conjunction to combine the two parts of the sentence. Key concept. Nahita is a phrase that means otherwise in Punjabi. It is used to express a contrasting situation. The next word is title. English. This is the title of the book. Punjabi. Ik kitab da siralekh hai. Breakdown. Ik. This. Kitab. Book. Da. Of, possessive marker. Siralekh. Title. Hai. Is. This sentence is in the present tense, and uses the basic subject-verb-object structure. The word da is important because it marks the possessive case of the word. Kitab. Book. This is a common pattern in Punjabi and is used frequently. Think of it like a, of the, or belonging to. So you can think of the as almost the same as the English word of. The next word is extra. English. He has an extra book. Punjabi. Ust kolek. Hai. Zayati. Kitab hai. Slash hai. Breakdown. Ust. This is the possessive form of the third person singular pronoun, he, meaning, his. Kol. This means, with, or, near. Ek. This means, one, or, a. Zayati. This is an adjective meaning, extra, or, additional. Kitab. This is a noun meaning, book. Hi. This is the present tense form of the verb, to be, in the third person singular. Translation. He has an extra book. The next word is really. English. This is really good. Punjabi. A such much vadiya hai. Breakdown. A. This. Such much. Really. Vadiya. Good. Hi. Is. Key concepts. The word. Such much. Really, is a very common and versatile word. It can be used to emphasize a statement, express surprise, or agreement. English. This is really good. Punjabi. A such much vadiya hai. The next word is executive. English. The executive is responsible for making important decisions. Punjabi. Breakdown. Kajakari, this is the Punjabi word for executive. Mahatavapuran. Mahatvapana, this means important. Pesali. Faisal, this is the plural form of decision in Punjabi. Learn. Lean, this is the verb to take, which in this context means to make. Lai. Lai, this means for or to. Siharin mevar. Zimivar, this means responsible. He. Hi, this is the present tense of the verb, to be. Key concepts. Gender. In Punjabi, nouns have gender. The word for executive. Kajakari. Kajakari, is masculine. Plural. Punjabi uses different endings to form plurals. The word for decision. Pesala. Faisala, becomes. Personally. Faisal, in the plural. English translation. The executive is responsible for making important decisions. The next word is chair. English. He sat on the chair. Punjabi. Ukurasi. Beberta. Breakdown. Uf. He, subject pronoun. Kurasi. Chair, noun. De. On, postposition. Berta. Sat, verb, past tense, masculine singular. Key concepts. Postpositions in Punjabi are similar to prepositions in English. They show the relationship between a noun and another word in the sentence. The verb. Berta. Is conjugated to agree with the masculine singular subject. Oof. English. He sat on the chair. Punjabi. Ukurasi. Beberta. The next word is expensive. English. This car is very expensive. Punjabi. A gadi bahut mehengi hai. Breakdown. A. This. Gadi. Car. Bahut. Very. Mehengi. Expensive. High. Is. Key concepts. A. Is a demonstrative pronoun. It is used to point to a specific car that is being talked about. Gadi. Is a feminine noun, and takes a feminine adjective in Punjabi. Mehengi. Mehengi. Is the feminine form of the adjective. Mehenga. Which means expensive. English. This car is very expensive. Punjabi. A gadi bahut mehengi hai. The next word is sample. English. The sample is good. Punjabi. Namuna vadiya hai. Breakdown. Namuna. Sample. This is a common word in both Hindi and Punjabi. Vadiya. Good, this word is also common in both Hindi and Punjabi. Hai. Is, this is a very common verb that indicates the present tense. Key concepts. Namuna. Is an example of a noun in Punjabi. Vadiya. Is an example of an adjective in Punjabi. Hai. Is an example of a verb in Punjabi. Important note, you can remember this sentence by connecting the words to a common English phrase. The sample is good. You can also use this sentence to practice your pronunciation of Punjabi words and get familiar with the grammar. The next word is deliver. English. He will deliver the package tomorrow. Punjabi.
Uskal package deliver karega.
Breakdown.
Oh.
Pronounced O means he in Punjabi. This is a pronoun which takes the place of a noun. Here, it refers to the person who will deliver the package.
Kal.
Pronounced Kal means tomorrow in Punjabi. This is an adverb which modifies a verb. Here, it modifies the verb deliver.
Package.
Pronounced package is the Punjabi word for package. This is the direct object of the verb deliver.
Deliver.
Pronounced deliver is the Punjabi word for deliver. This is a verb that means to carry something to a certain location.
Carrega.
Pronounced carrega is the future tense of the verb to do. It means, will do, or will deliver, in this case. This is the verb that carries the action of the sentence. Key concepts. Gender agreement. Punjabi verbs and pronouns often have different forms depending on the gender of the subject. In this sentence, the verb
karega
is in the masculine singular form because the subject is masculine. Future tense. Punjabi uses a different verb ending to indicate future tense. Here, the verb
karega
uses the suffix
ga
to show that the action will happen in the future. Translation. He will deliver the package tomorrow.
Uskal package deliver karega.
The next word is video. English. He watched the video on his phone. Punjabi.
Usne apne phone te video dekhai.
Breakdown.
Us.
He, pronoun, subject of the sentence.
Ne.
Has, past tense marker for verbs.
Apne.
His, possessive pronoun.
Phone.
Phone.
T.
On, preposition. Video. Video. Back I. Watched. Past tense verb. Key concepts. Word order. Subject verb object past tense. The past tense marker. Knee. Is used with verbs in the past tense. Possessive pronoun. Up there. Is used to show possession. English. He watched the video on his phone. Punjabi. Us knee up there phone the video deck I. The next word is connection. English. We have a strong connection. Punjabi. Sada ek mazaboot sanband hai. Breakdown. Sada. Our possessive pronoun. Ek. One. A. Mazaboot. Strong. Sanband. Connection, relationship. Hai. Is present tense, third person singular. The sentence structure is subject verb object. The subject is saga. Our, the verb is hair. Is, and the object is ek mazaboot sanband. A strong connection. Key concepts. The word sanband can be used to talk about a variety of relationships, including family, friends, and colleagues. The word mazaboot is a very common word in Punjabi and can be used to describe anything that is strong or sturdy. You can also use the phrase sanband banauna to build a relationship, to talk about forming a connection with someone. The next word is primary. English. The primary reason for this is the lack of funding. Punjabi. Is the mukh karan panda di kaat hai. Breakdown. Is. This, referring to the reason. The. Of. Mukh. Primary. Karan. Reason. Panda. Funds. The. Of. Cart. Lack. Hair. Is. Key concept. Mukh. Translates to primary, and it's a very important word to know. It's used frequently in everyday conversation, and can be used to emphasize the main reason, or point. The next word is weather. English. The weather is beautiful today. Punjabi. Aaj mausam bahut sundar hai. Breakdown. Aaj. Today. This is a common word, and used frequently. Mausam. Weather. This is another very common word, and you will see it a lot. Bahut. Very. This is a very useful word to know, and is used often. Sundar. Beautiful. This word is also used often. It can also mean pretty, or handsome depending on context. Hair. Is. This is the present tense form of the verb, to be. The sentence uses the subject-verb-object structure, which is common in Punjabi. This sentence is in the present tense, and describes a state of being. English. The weather is beautiful today. Punjabi. Aaj mausam bahut sundar hai. The next word is call. English. He called me. Punjabi. Usne mainu phone kita. Breakdown. Usne. This is the third person singular masculine form of the verb, to do, in the past tense. It means, he, or, she. Mainu. This means, me. Quran. This means, call. Kita. This is the past tense of the verb, to do. In this case, it means, called. The sentence translates to, he called me. The next word is collect. English, he collected all the books. Punjabi, Usne sariya kitaba ikattiya kitiya. Breakdown. Usne. Usne. He slash she slash it, masculine singular, third person. Sariya. Sariyan. All, feminine plural. Kitaba. Kitaban. Books, feminine plural. Ikattiya. Ikathian. Collected, feminine plural, past participle. Kitiya. Kiishan. Did, feminine plural, past tense. Key concepts. Gender agreement. In Punjabi, nouns and adjectives have gender. Here, books. Kitaba. Are feminine, so the past participle. Ikatiya. And verb. Kitiya. Agree in gender and number. Past tense. Punjabi uses different verb endings for past tense, depending on the subject and gender. Here, the plural feminine ending. Kitiya. Is used. English. He collected all the books. Punjabi. Usne sariya kitaba ikattiya kitiya. The next word is inform. English. Please inform me about the upcoming event. Punjabi. Kirpa karke mainu aun wale event bare dasso. Kirpa karke mainu aun wale event bare dasso. Breakdown. Kirpa means please or kindly, a polite request. Karak. A polite ending to a request, like please in English. Mainu means me or to me, the indirect object receiving the information. Arun means coming, describing the event in the future. Val means coming or upcoming, again describing the event in the future. Event means event, the topic of the information. Bar means about or concerning, indicating the subject of the information. Daso means tell or inform, the action verb of the sentence. This sentence follows the structure of a polite request, using the word please and ending with the word please in Punjabi. It also uses the indirect object, me, and a verb for informing, tell, or inform. This sentence can help you understand how to politely ask for information in Punjabi. The next word is principle. English. The principle of honesty is important in life. Punjabi. Imana dari da siddhat jivan vichmaha dava puran hai. Breakdown. Imana dari da siddhat jivan vichmaha dava puran hai. Imana dari. Honesty. Na. Possessive particle. Of. Siddhat. Principle. Jivan. Life. Vich. In. Mahatava puran. Important. He. Is. Key concepts. Possessive particle. Na is a possessive particle similar to of in English. It connects the principle of honesty to the concept of life. Postposition. Which is a postposition similar to in English. It places the principle of honesty within the context of life. Word order. Punjabi is a subject-object-verb, SOV, language, so the subject, Siddharth, comes first, followed by the object, Jeevan, and finally the verb, Hai. Important note, the pronunciation of Na is similar to Na in English. It is important to remember the correct pronunciation for clarity and understanding. The next word is straight. English. The road is straight. Punjabi. Sarak Sidhi Hai. Breakdown. Sarak. Sadak. Road. Sidhi. Sidhai. Straight. Hai. Hai. Is. This sentence demonstrates the use of the Hai. Hai. Verb, which is used for the present tense of the verb, to be. It's an important verb for constructing basic sentences in Punjabi. The next word is appeal. English. The court's decision can be appealed. Punjabi. A na ti na faisler appeal kiya na sakda hai. Breakdown. A na ti. Court is the subject of the sentence, which is a noun in the singular form. Na. Of, belonging to, is a possessive particle connecting the court to the decision. Faisler. Decision is the noun object of the verb, also singular. Appeal. Appeal is the verb in the passive voice, indicating that the decision can be appealed. Kiya. Done, can be done, is the past participle of the verb, used to form the passive voice. Ja. Go is the infinitive of the verb, to go, used here in the future tense. Sakta. Can, able to, is a modal verb indicating possibility. Hai. Is the present tense of the verb, to be, serving as a linking verb. Key concepts. Possessive particle. Na. Is used to show possession, similar to, of, in English. Passive voice. The verb, appeal, is in the passive voice, indicating that the decision is the object of the action. Modal verb. The modal verb. Sakta. Is used to express possibility. English. The court's decision can be appealed. Punjabi. A na ti na faisler appeal kiya na sakta hai. The next word is highly. English. He is a highly respected scholar. Punjabi. Hai, oh, hai, hai, bahut, hai, hai, izatwali, hai, hai, vidman, hai, hai, hai. Breakdown. Hai, oh, hai, this is an interjection that means, he, and is used to show respect, similar to saying, he is. Hai, bahut, hai, means, very, or, highly. Hai, izatwali, hai, means, respected. Note how the ending of, izat, changes to, izatwali, to form the adjective. Hai, vidman, hai, means, scholar. Hai, hai, means, is. This sentence uses the structure of subject plus adjective plus noun plus verb, which is common in Punjabi. The sentence structure and word order are very similar to English. This makes learning Punjabi easier. You will see this sentence structure repeated often, so pay attention to it. English. He is a highly respected scholar. Punjabi. Hi, oh, hi, hi, bahut, hi. Hi, izatwali, hi, hi, vidman, hi, hi, hi. The next word is trust. English. She trusts her friend. Punjabi. Upane apane dosat de parosa kita. Breakdown. Opony. She, them. Opony. Her. Dorset. Friend. De. On slash upon. Pergosa. Trust. Kita. Did. Key concepts. De. Is used to express on or upon in Punjabi. It is commonly used to indicate that something is done upon a person or object. It can also be used to indicate a place. Pergosa is a noun that means trust. Kita is the past tense of the verb. Karana, which means to do. In this case, it means did. English, she trusts her friend. Punjabi. Upane apane dosat de pagosa kita. The next word is wonderful. English, this is a wonderful day. Punjabi. Aek shanda din hai. Breakdown. A. This demonstrative pronoun. Ek. A indefinite article. Shanda. Wonderful adjective. Din. Day noun. High. Is copula verb. This sentence uses the simple present tense of the verb to be. The word order in Punjabi is subject-object-verb, which is different from English. Key concepts. Demonstrative pronouns. A. This. O. That. A. These. O. Those, indefinite articles. Ek. A, an, adjectives. Shanda. Wonderful. Sunda. Beautiful. Vadiya. Good nouns. Din. Day. Rat. Night. Da. House, copula verb. High. Is. Knee. R. C. Was. San. Were. Remember to practice these key concepts to improve your Punjabi language skills. The next word is flat. English. The table is flat. Punjabi. Meej samatal hai. Breakdown. Meej. Meej. Table. Samatal. Samtal. Flat. Hair. High. Is present tense, third person singular, indicative mood of the verb, to be. Key concepts. Punjabi is a subject-verb-object, SVO, language, just like English. This sentence is a simple declarative sentence. In this sentence, the word samatal is an adjective describing the noun meej. The word hair is a copula, a word that connects the subject and the predicate, the part of the sentence that contains the verb. English. The table is flat. Punjabi. Meej samatal hai. The next word is absolutely. English. He absolutely loves this food. Punjabi. Uhis khane nubila kulpiar kagada hai. Breakdown. Uh. He, pronoun, subject of the sentence. Is. This, demonstrative pronoun, modifying. Khane. Khane. Food, noun, object of the verb. Nu. To, preposition, indicating direction of the verb. Bilakul. Absolutely, adverb, modifying. PR. PR. Love, verb, action of the sentence. Karada. Thus, verb, conjugated for present tense, and third person singular. He. Is, verb, conjugated for present tense, and third person singular. Key concepts. Direct object. The object that receives the action of the verb, in this case. Carne. Food, preposition. A word that shows the relationship between a noun or pronoun and another word in the sentence, in this case. Nu. To, adverb. A word that modifies a verb, adjective, or another adverb, in this case. Bilakul. Absolutely, conjugation. The change in the form of a verb to indicate tense, person, and number, in this case, the verb. Karada. Is conjugated to indicate present tense and third person singular. Remember, Bilakul is a very common word in Punjabi, and it can be used to express strong agreement or emphasis. The next word is before. English. He came before I did. Punjabi.
Uh mere aun to pehla gaya.
Breakdown. He slash she slash it.
Mere.
My possessive.
Aun.
Coming, gerund.
To.
From, marks the starting point of a time period.
Pehla.
Before.
Agia.
Came, past tense. This sentence demonstrates the use of the gerund.
Aun.
To describe the action of coming. The word.
To.
Is crucial for expressing a time period, in this case, before my coming. The word order is important for clarity and fluency. This sentence uses the Punjabi word
Pahila,
which is commonly used to express the idea of before. Key concepts. Gerund's use of
to.
To describe a starting point. Importance of word order in Punjabi. English. He came before I did. Punjabi.
Uh mere aun to pehla gaya.
The next word is flow. English. The water flows smoothly from the river. Punjabi.
Nadi to pani suchange tangal vahida hai.
Breakdown.
Nadi.
Nadi, river.
To.
Turn, from.
Pani.
Pani, water.
Suchange.
Such as, smoothly.
Tang.
Tanga, way, manner.
Nal.
Nal, with.
Vahida.
Vahinda, flows, present continuous.
He.
High, is, present tense. Key concepts. Postpositions. Punjabi uses postpositions like
to,
turn, to indicate direction, location, or time, which are similar to prepositions in English. Present continuous tense. The present continuous tense is formed with the verb
vahida.
Vahinda, which is the present participle form of the verb
vahina.
Vahina, to flow. Word order. The basic word order in Punjabi is subject-object-verb, SOV. English. The water flows smoothly from the river. Punjabi.
Nadi to pani suchange tangal vahida hai.
The next word is fair. English. It is fair that everyone gets a chance to speak. Punjabi.
Sabnu Molanda Morka Milner in Saf Hai.
Breakdown.
Sab.
Everyone.
Nu.
To, native case marker.
Molan.
Speaking.
Da.
Of.
Morka.
Chance.
Milner.
to get. Insaf. Fairness, justice. Key concepts. Na. Is a postposition that indicates possession. Here, it is used to say, of speaking. Nu. Is a dative case marker that shows the recipient of the action. Here, it shows that everyone is the recipient of the chance to speak. Milne. Is a verb that means, to get. This sentence is a simple statement about fairness. It highlights the importance of giving everyone a chance to express themselves. The next word is additional. English. The teacher gave additional homework. Punjabi. Astara. Ni. Vadhu. Kam. Dita. Breakdown. Astara. Teacher. Ni. Has. This is a postposition that indicates possession. Vadhu. Extra. This word is used to indicate something additional. Kam. Work / homework. Dita. Gave. This is the past tense of the verb. Dina. To give. Key concepts. Vadhu. Extra. Is a great word to know for anything additional. English. The teacher gave additional homework. Punjabi. Astara. Ni. Vadhu. Kam. Dita.